The public health threat posed by lead in water was center stage Thursday inside City Hall in Milwaukee. The forum was the Common Council's Steering and Rules Committee. And while the focus was on the concerns of community advocates who have been trying to call attention to water as a bigger threat than the city acknowledges, WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz says the discussion was often heated.
Members of the Get the Lead Out Coalition and the Fresh Water for Life Action Coalition have been looking forward to formally sharing what they consider compelling evidence for weeks. They insist contamination caused by lead pipes, through which more than 70,000 homes receive city water, is as important a threat to public health as lead in paint. A diverse crowd filled the third-floor meeting room to watch the conversation unfold. Steering and Rules Committee Chair Ashante Hamilton set the tone.
And I understand that this isn't a popular presentation that most elected officials wanted to hear or folks in the administration.
Thomas Welkenbach with the Get the Lead Out Coalition has been flushing out city maps and other information.
For the past year, the group has been working on just sorting out some city data, state data, and reports to kind of just piece together what's going on in the city here in terms of lead poisoning. So I'm going to scroll through some of these maps.
One map depicted cases of infant death between 2012 and 2016. Welkenbach zeroed in on North Avenue.
From 43rd to 35th Street. So the map here is indicating that around 40 to 50 children died along North Avenue at this time period.
Welkenbach suspects that lead in water could be to blame in the infants' deaths. The group also says over time, the city of Milwaukee has not fully reflected the number of children diagnosed with elevated blood lead levels on their maps. Welkenbach says in a square mile area, if fewer than 10 children tested high, no cases were shown at all.
Let's say they have 20 micrograms per deciliter in their blood. They have a high level of lead in their blood. But because there are not more than 10 children in this square mile area, you don't represent them.
When Welkenbach pointed to another area of concern, the possibility of new homes hooking up to old lead service lines.
We are in the belief that the houses are reconnecting to the private laterals because a lot of these vacant lots had foreclosed homes that were torn down.
Alderwoman Malele Coggs took exception.
I've had new homes built in my district. I know for a fact that a lot of them are not connected to old laterals.
Welkenbach didn't come close to showing the committee the 80-slide presentation he had prepared. Alderman Bob Bauman said it was time for a rebuttal. He shared an email from the city's new waterworks commissioner.
There's an email here from Karen Detmer to Alderman Donovan from earlier this week, and I'll quote, Mr. Walsenbach's theory is incorrect.
Well, I think her theory is incorrect.
Could you let him finish?
No one from the mayor's office attended the meeting, but in the past, the administration has rejected claims that infants died because of lead in water and maintains paint is a bigger hazard by fire. Occasionally, an outsider helped diffuse the tension-filled room. Paul Schwartz was visiting from Washington, D.C. He's worked on national water issues for 40 years.
The point is, how do we do an integrated program that reduces in an efficient and cost-effective way the morbidity and mortality of the population of Milwaukee, and that's supported by sound science and by best practices. Okay. And so I think we can all agree on that, and hopefully we'll get to some answers on the questions that people are raising, all sorts of things, and that will put us all in a better place to get the right thing done and to move Milwaukee into a leadership role.
In the end, Committee Chair Ashante Hamilton said the conversation will continue, likely before the same committee. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.